In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. All praise is due to Allah, and may Allah salam and salam be upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the believers of his family and the noble companions, and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We continue the topic on the correct creed, and we reached the subject or the chapter on the Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, singling Allah alone in worship, the Tawheed of Divinity. The mushriks have no basis justifying their shirk, neither a textual proof nor an intellectual proof. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Zukhruf, verse 45, 43, 45, وَاسْأَلْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ مِنْ رُسُولِنَا أَجَعَلْنَا مِنْ دُونِ الرَّحْمَانِ آلِهَةً يُعْبَدُونَ. And ask, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those of our messengers whom we sent before you, did we ever appoint gods to be worshipped besides the most beneficent Allah? It means that none of the messengers called to the worship of gods besides Allah. All of them, the very first of them and the final and last of them, called for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And Allah also directed to an intellectual proof to nullify the shirk of the mushriks. قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ahqaf, قال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 4, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Ahqaf, verse 46, verse 4, قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقُوا مِنَ الْأَرْضِ أَمْ لَهُمْ شِرْكٌ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ يُؤْتُونِي بِكِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا أَوْ أَثَارَةٍ مِنْ عِلْمٍ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Look at this refutation. Say, O Muhammad, to those mushriks, think, all that you invoke besides Allah, show me, what have they created of the earth? Or have they a share in the creation of the heavens? Bring me a book revealed before this, or some trace of knowledge in support of your claims, if you are truthful. And this is a very decisive intellectual evidence that everything or anyone taken to be worshipped besides Allah is futile, false, because they didn't create anything and they didn't help in creating anything. Only Allah is singled out in all of this. So why then you worship them? Then Allah in this verse also negated that the mushriks have any dalil, evidence of transmission from the previous revealed books or the former messengers to substantiate their shirk. And therefore, they have no plea whatsoever to argue for their false worship. And that's why those who are on shirk will be from the dwellers of hell on the day of resurrection if they die on this disbelief. And from this it becomes very clear that this type of tawheed is the most important duty and most important tasks, and it is the thing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept other than it as a deen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. This brings the end of this chapter on the Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. Next, inshallah, there will be the chapter on the four or the six pillars of faith.